Hi, this is Bill from the Dirty Rice Show, inviting you to join us each Saturday night from 8:30 to 10 p.m. right here on KRBS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Might be superstition, but some kind of something going on down there.
All right, 1 minute past 10 o'clock, and we're in the third segment of Zydeco Son Pas LA. JB, MC, and all the whole gang in here taking your calls from the pledge. This is pledging season right now, 482-5787. And thanks to William Vallow, who just called in and made his pledge and making his pledge right now.
Who did, John?
William Vallow.
Who is that?
William Vallow, you don't
William
know him.
William Vallow. Yeah. What is he, about 5'5"?
He is actually, no, not 5'5".
He almost went for that.
He's not tall. He's not
he's
tall.
He's not tall. 4'2".
No, he's around 5'2".
5'2".
That's how tall he is.
About 5'2".
Yeah.
Never been sick.
No.
Never been sick. Yeah.
But he wears some cowboy boots.
I know
him. So it make him look tall.
Oh,
make him look tall.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he looked like he's about 6'2", 6'3".
Now, his wife is 6'2".
His wife's 6'2".
Yeah.
Is that why he got that hat with that, you know, like that dent on the top where she just hit him on the top of the head? Say, it's my turn to talk.
Elaine, we're not. Okay. All right. Good morning, too.
Anyway, let's see. Benoit Gallery, want to thank you for your contribution this morning. Oh. Benoit Gallery, and of course, that's Joey and Brian Benoit, because we do not want to leave anybody out. They love some Clifton.
Oh.
Love some Clifton. Okay. They will be at the Cajun Spice Gallery on November the 3rd from 6 to 9. So we want to thank you and be aware of that. That will be at the Cajun Spice Gallery November the 3rd from 6 to 9. And that's Joy and Brian Benoit with Benoit Gallery.
Wow.
Beautiful. Thank you very much. All right, let's see. We have Daryl Volker from Bucky, John. You hear
Bucky.
Me? Bucky. Another first. Somebody want this trophy we got. That trophy that's too big to get in your house.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Now, this is Bucky. This is the first time I think I said anything about Bucky. You know, but we want to thank you for yours, and they want to hear something by Rockin' Doopsie. So I guess we better start writing all these down, though, make sure we can play these. But Daryl Volker out of Bunky, Louisiana, first Bunky person.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that a beautiful thing? Well, what you laughing at, John? What's wrong? You don't like my Bunky person?
I almost got my first ticket in Bunky.
I don't know why he let you go.
But he let me go. There were nice officers and everything.
Oh, let me tell you what.
Many years ago.
I tell you what.
What?
It just, officers can be so nice when they're giving you a ticket. You know, it's kind of like, please open your door. Please walk to the back of the car. It's such a beautiful day, isn't it? Let me see your driver's license. Oh, let me write you this ticket. You were going 75 in a 65 zone. We sure would like if you would reduce your speed, please. Thank you very much. And look, this is you owe us $729, and you can either pay by credit card or you can meet us in court, whichever one you wish.
And it's
such
so nice.
A beautiful day. Have a nice day.
Yeah.
And you be like, yeah.
What?
Yeah, right. but anyway.
What?
They are the nicest people when they stop
you.
Now, let me tell you what. I saw something this morning, John.
What's that?
Was that coming back from Opelousas this morning. Of course, I always drive the speed limit.
Oh, you went
that's
to get
I went to make my gumbo run this morning. But anyway, coming back, there was state trooper. Of course, he's doing his job. And he stopped the lady. She pulled over. I mean, you know, I'm coming and I'm observing, I guess, as I go. Stopped the lady because as I was passing. And then when the lady started, you see, when a cop is behind you, he has to turn his back to you to walk back to his vehicle.
Right.
Let me tell you what I saw him do. And this is a lady he stopped. What I saw him do, and ladies and gentlemen, be aware of this. As she was walking back to her car, because you know they're always behind their car. As she was walking back to her car, he turned around and put his hand on his gun, walking backwards to his vehicle.
Really?
For his own safety, which I understand. But that's the first time in my life I ever saw it. But that's probably because some state troopers may have gotten shot in the back because they turned their back, and
you can't trust anybody
who you stop.
You
know, and I saw that this morning. This guy was very protective of his life, which I don't blame him at all. You know, but when I saw that this morning, I said, maybe there's something new that is going on, because they are human beings just like everybody else. They're doing their job just like everybody else. You know, and they got a job to do. They're there to protect the public. So to all the state troopers, we wish you well, and we know, you know, we love you when you don't stop us. We don't like you that much when you do stop us. We really appreciate you telling us to slow down, you know, and it would be just so wonderful sometime if you would just stop us and let us go. Just stop us and let us go sometime.
Just give us a warning.
I think I think they ought to do that to one person a day. I think that would be a beautiful thing. Say, look, you were speeding. You really need to slow down this time. I'm going to just let you know. The next time I see you and you're speeding, I will give you a ticket. And please buckle up.
But
we definitely need that.
The bunker police is saying, no.
Yeah, but I don't know what happened to our other, our Willie? State trooper, Willie William. I mean, he must have gotten arrested.
He didn't get arrested, no.
How you know? You heard from him?
No.
I don't see him. I don't hear from him.
He just.
I know I drive the speed limit in St. Larry because he might stop and give me a ticket because he might be over there working this morning, you know, but he don't call. He don't say nothing. It's just that we'd just like to hear from you.
Yeah.
No, sure hopefully he's doing well. Yeah. That's the main thing.
But anyway, 482-5787 is the number.
Philip
is not doing anything.
The phones are not ringing.
Please
make the phones ring, or else we will send that nice state trooper to your car to stop you.
He's
looking at you right about now. All right, we'll be right back. Let's play some music, John, and we got some more people we want to thank.
Let's play something by Chris Ardoin.
Let's do some Chris
Ardoin. And 482-5787.
Please make all the phone lines ring, please.
Right now. And that's going out for Gene Chambers and Mrs. Chambers.
Well, hello, Gene Chambers. How you doing this morning with your white boots on?
Yep. We're on the air right now. If you call 482-5787, if you want to make a pledge right now, I know you're calling right now, but call 482-5787, and they'll take your call.
Jeannie Solis, want to thank you for your contribution this morning. Greatly appreciate that. Looking for some Corey Ledet this morning. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Jeannie got to be from Lafayette, and we certainly want to thank you this morning for your pledge. Jason and Angela Vesper, we want to thank you for your contribution this morning, and we greatly appreciate what you're doing for us. And look, all we can do is do what you need us to do, and that's why we're here. and Glenn Dotrieve, John, out of Lafayette. I would think Dotrieve would have been out of New Iberia. Mm-hmm. But Dotrieve out of Lafayette. We certainly want to thank you for your great contribution. And they want to hear A Night Like This. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Glenn got an idea. Got an idea.
That's what it is?
Yeah, that's what it is. Glenn got an idea.
To do some
good stuff. And he challenges all the oil and gas companies to pledge. So, oil and gas company, you have just been pledged.
Mm-hmm.
You have been challenged, and you have been challenged by Glenn, and he says, if he can do it, everybody else can. So let's make sure that we honor what Glenn Dotrieve is saying. Oil and gas, please start making your pledges this morning. Greatly appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Something by Buckwheat coming up, and he says the title of this one right here, Won't You Let Me Go?
Just Let Me Go.
Hey! We'll be right back. because he'd study a lot. Every time he tried to say something, the rest of the kids would say, oh, shut up, you can't talk. So he says, I'm got enough of this. I'm going to find me a better place to stay. So he packed his bundle one morning. He ain't had much. It was kind of like me, one shirt, one blue jean, but he packed what he had. And he walked all day long. By sundown, he run into this big plantation. And he walked up there. He was a fella at the gate. And the man said, what you want, boy? And then the boy went to stare. He said, I'm looking for a place to stay. Well, he said, you're going to have to talk to Mr. Charlie, because he's on this plantation. So he said, you see that fella in the flower bed? Go up there and talk to him. He's the one that run this. So he went there. He wanted to tell him, Mr. Charlie, I'm looking for. He said, me. He said, what you want, boy? He told Mr. Charlie, I'm looking for a place to stay. Well, he said, all I got, son, is this old windmill. You can stay there as long as you want, but he says, one thing you got to promise me. If it go to burning down, run, come tell me. So the little boy said, okay. So sure enough, one morning, the windmill started burning. So he remembered. He said, now I got to run tell Mr. Charlie. Now, the little boy couldn't talk too good, but he could sing real good. So it was one of those nights Mr. Charlie had a bad night. He was already cross. So he run up there, and Mr. Charlie was back in that flower bed. He said, me. He said, get away, boy. I ain't got time for you. He said, when. He was trying to tell the windmill burning down. He said, go on, boy. I ain't got time for you. So it hurt the little boy feeling. He turned around and walked a little ways, and he thought about it. He said, you know, I can't tell him what I want, but I can sing it to him. So he came back, and he started yelling something like this. Whoa, Mr. Charlie. You know your windmill burning down. Whoa. Your windmill burning down. He said, you ain't got no water, boy. Oh, let that windmill burn on down. Whoa, Mr. Charlie. My little woman done put me down. Whoa, Mr. Charlie. My little woman done put me down. Oh, geez, I love you, but I just got to leave. I'm gonna pick it a little bit. We'll be right back.
Right, vous avez écouté le programme de Zarico et Passalé à ce matin avec MC et JB à ce matin. C'est 26 minutes après 10 heures. Right, this is the day for making your pledges this morning. And the number here is 482-5787. Or you can get us on the web, or you can call the 800 number. And the 800 number, if you're in Louisiana, is 800-892-6827. Call in your pledge, 337-482-5787 or 337-482-KRVS. Or for those of you that are online, and I know a lot of people are listening to us online, it would be a great pleasure if you would do. I don't think we even have an online pledger yet. So why don't you be the first to pledge online? It would be greatly appreciated at www.krvs.org. It is 10:22 in the morning, and so now it's time to start making your pledge while we rock you with a little bit of music of the Zydeco program, MC Witcher, this morning. And let's make it happen. Let's have some fun. I'm going to make it fun for you if you make it fun for me. Fun for me is the phones ringing. No phones are ringing. Make me happy. All right, bring it on, Keith. Yeah, 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 push it. Is your number to call and make your pledge this morning while we push it with Keith. If I was your man. Sounding good, Keith. We know it's close to Zydeco, but it's just the beat you need on a Saturday morning. 10:25 this morning. MC putting it to you. Oh, I like that. Yeah, Keith, if I was your man. All right, let's do something. That's off of his CD, Love, Feared, and Respected, Key to Keith. All right, let's see. Let's move to the dog lovers this morning. Got a song for you, and you always like to hear this. And this song is called, let me make sure I get it right, and it's called Quit Kicking My Dog. All right, and there's about Lou Guru. All right, let's do this. My dog, keep the phones ringing. 337-482-5787. 337-482-5787. Make your pledge this morning. Uh-oh, I hear a rooster. Get up. All right, get up.
Let's go to town. Come on, Buck.
This is John's favorite song.
Every time I go to town, the boys keep kicking my dog around. Make no difference if he's a hound. Better quit kicking my dog around. I said, every time I go to town, y'all started kicking my dog around. Make no difference if he's a hound. Gotta quit kicking my dog around. Now I had an old mule and his name was Jack. I rode in town all to save his back. His head flew up and his tail flew back. Whoop-ah, Jack.
Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Support for KRVS comes from Blue Moon Saloon. Upcoming performances include Corey Lil Pop LaDay and a Black Pot Festival kickoff party. For tickets and more information on upcoming events, the website is bluemoonpresents.com.
Daddy Cecil here. For 2 hours of word sound power, Rasta Reggae Radio, it's Jamon. Jamon, Sunday nights, 9 to 11 p.m. Rebroadcast Saturday mornings, 1 to 3 a.m. here on KRVS.
Leave my dog around. Go kick your own dog.
time I go to town, the boys keep kicking my dog around. Make no difference ever, he's a hound. You best quit kicking my dog around. Yeah, let's go, boy.
We have a problem. The phones are not ringing. 337-482-5787 is the number to call this morning. Make your pledge. 337-482-5787. When the phones are ringing, make it so much easier to be able to do this program, because we know we're going to be back to be able to do some more programming with you. So it's all up to you. How much do you want us to do for you? This morning, it'd be a great time to show what you like us to do for you. All right, let's do something by Clifton Chenier this morning. This is called Quechard de Simone Day. There is something on my mind. You're going to really love this. This is going to make you want to call. This song here is going to make you want to call. Ain't no way you're not going to want to call this morning. Good morning to all my friends this morning. All my nephews, good morning to you. It was a beautiful weekend last weekend. We had an uncle and nephew weekend last weekend. It was a beautiful thing. They did an excellent job. We really appreciate what you guys do. When you put it together, you put it together. Thank you. Yeah. Make them phones ring. Something on your mind, the way you look at me. I can see how you're looking at me. Boy, that's a beautiful look I'm in. Bow down, club. Yeah, we get tired sometimes. The lines are busy. It's going to sound kind of crazy, the message that you're going to get, but don't worry about it. Just hold on or call back. Because when the lines are busy, it's a beautiful thing when you're trying to call and the lines are busy. Just tell us that someone will hang up soon, because we don't stay on the line very long, because it doesn't take very long to get your pledge in. So just please give it a chance. We love you for it. Toi, que toi, j'ai beau monde. I got to play this for my Bow Down Club. You know, all of you on my Bow Down Club, we love you. You know, sometimes we get tired, and sometimes we may be wrong. But we're not going to be wrong always. Tell me about it, Cliff. Oh, 337-482-5787. 337-482-5787 is the number. Please call. Make your pledge this morning. It is now 10:37. We got about an hour and a half to go. Come on with it. Come on, let's do a little bit here. Push it.
I may be wrong.
Yeah.
I won't be wrong always.
Not me, not always. We can't be wrong always.
Tell me why you walked away from me. Oh, yeah.
I'll blow that sax. Three seven four eight two five seven eight seven is the number here you can call this morning. And Judah, we have some pledgers this morning.
We do. We want to thank Buddha. Buddha loves music. He used to live in Lafayette. Comes down every chance he gets to listen to music.
Beautiful. Thank you, Buddha.
Thank you, Buddha. Thanks to Sheila Lyons.
Hello, Sheila. Little sister Sheila.
Yeah.
Like a sister to me.
From Metro Swallow.
Yeah, Metro.
And thanks so much to Teresa and Goldman Thibodeau.
Thank you.
Musicians,
merci
thank you.
Beaucoup, Monsieur et Madame Thibodeau, ce matin. Thérèse.
And I think they want to hear something by Goldman Thibodeau.
Of course. What else?
And okay. Bernice Turnipseed from Charlotte, North Carolina. She's from Lake Charles.
Get out of here. Turnipseed in North Carolina?
That's right.
Get out of here. We're moving on as the world move on. I know we get, they keep, hey, 337-482-5787. You know, we're from the country.
And we want to thank William Vallo.
Hey, Mr. Vallo. How you doing, Mr. Vallo?
He says, we miss the guys because we've not been dancing, but we listen to the show every Saturday.
Beautiful. Well, then you can dance at home. You ain't got to go to the dance. We try to make a dance. Every time we're up here every Saturday morning, it's a dance going on.
Dance at your house. Alicia Boudreau from Lafayette. Thank you so much.
Hello, Alicia.
And Patrick Guillory from Opelousas. Thank you very much.
And call your brother Donald, see what's going on over there. We certainly appreciate that, Pat. And wish you well. Wish you well, my brother. Hopefully you get well. Thank you very much for your pledge this morning. All right, 337-482-5787. 337-482-5787. Make the phone ring because they're just sitting around, not doing anything. We love you to put them to work. Make them sweat. Now we're going to rock a while, but you got to call. Come on with it. Corey LaDette this morning.
If the house is a rocking, don't bother.
The house is a rocking.
Don't bother knocking. If the house is a rocking, don't bother. Come on in.
337-482-5787 is the number to call this morning. Bring it to us.
Start spreading the news. They got a room on the floor. Come on, baby, shake some loose. And with the house is a rocket, don't bother knocking. With the house is a rocket, don't bother knocking. With the house is a rocket, don't bother, come on in.
It's a rockin' and make it rock. The number here is 337-482-5787 while we rock. And for those of you that's at home while everybody else might not be in the house, get that doorknob and do it. Raise your hand, hold the doorknob, move that door around, and have you some fun this morning with this good Zydeco music. Every Saturday morning, we're here to make it happy for you. A happy Saturday is nothing like a Saturday like that. KRVS putting it to you every Saturday morning. Ah, good Saturday morning. Skeeter, wherever you may be, good morning to you.
Well, if the house is a rocket, don't bother knocking. If the house is a rocket, don't bother knocking. If the house is a rocket, don't bother, come on in. Kick up your shoes, start losing the blues. This old house ain't got nothing to do. Sit on the air, start spreading the news. They got a room on the floor. Come on, baby, shake some loose. The house is a rocket, don't bother knocking. If the house is a rocket, don't bother knocking. The house is a rocket, don't bother, come on in. Well, if the house is a rocket, don't bother, come on in. Well, if the house is a rocket, don't bother, come on in.
Baby girl, I by your brown eyes. The beauty in front of me brought tears to my eyes. And everybody wants you just like I do. So I thank you for picking me, picking me for you. And you love it when I make you sweat and keep you smiling like when we first met. If every word I said could make you smile, you know I'd talk forever, 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 forever.
That's a little bit of Chris Arduini's Morning Baby You. All right, baby girl, rather. And the number here is 337-482-5787. 337-482-5787 is your number to call this morning to make your pledge, and we will greatly appreciate all that you can do for us. It's 1048 on a beautiful Saturday morning. It's not raining. Get your car washed. Get ready to just cruise around. The weather is perfect. Cut your air off at your house. Save you some utilities and enjoy life and have a great Saturday morning. All right, let's continue with that good, good music. All right, Chris, I'm going to get off while you make the phones ring this morning. 337-482-5787. The phone lines are open right now, so you have no wait time. Let's make it fun, make it happen. And thanks again, Pat Craven, this morning. Leroy Thomas from Big Elton, Louisiana, this morning. Are we gonna rock? It's all on you. And Glenn and Barbara, we got that Your Man Is Home Tonight coming up by Buck Wheat, so get ready for that.
We're gonna play in Hathaway.
Big Hathaway, Louisiana. Population 300,000. Minus 299,000. Just having fun.
Hathaway, Louisiana. Hathaway, Louisiana. Hathaway,
don't hit me, Cartan, on the way, so get ready for that, too. Just stay where you at, but call. Call and make your pledge this morning or for all of my Zydeco webs. Haven't heard anything from the web yet. Waiting for the webbers.
We gonna jam.
right, we're back with some pledges this morning. Who we got now?
Oh, Melvin, your Zydeco Webbers are starting.
Good. Thank you, Webbers. Keep bringing on, Webbers. Bring it on.
We want to thank Gene D'Artes, who's up in Dickinson, North Dakota.
Dickinson, North Dakota. Right. I wonder how cold it is up there right now.
It's pretty cold.
It's almost Long John time.
And I would say this program warms them up. He says, your program every single Saturday. Gives me a taste of home while working up here in the oil patch. And he plays Bojack in the bars to get the people jumping.
Get out of here. Oh, good
keep
deal.
Up the good work,
let's
he says.
Do it. Thank you.
Kobe Sellers from Montreal.
Montreal.
Called and made his contribution. Thank you so much. He is.
Merci beaucoup de Montreal.
Cirque du Soleil.
Oh, really?
Soleil, yeah.
Okay.
And Gerald and Helen Bro, thank you so much for making your contribution.
Well, I didn't know he would even listen to this program. Mm-hmm. Hey, Gerald. Congratulations to you also. Mm-hmm. Retired, right?
He's a cultured man.
Cultured man? Yeah. Go ahead. Oh, so, yeah. What you got in your right hand over there? Anyway, we're going to play some more music. He might be in Bro Bridge.
Maybe so.
At the dance, because you know there's nothing. All right, let's continue. The number here is 337-482-5787. That white head hair guy, is he on the phone?
He might be. He's doing pretty well.
He's doing well?
Philip
Gould. We'll have a competition. Who would get the most pledges in?
That's right. You know. Okay, Cheryl Castile, Philip Gould, Julie Hernandez.
Call.
Call.
Yeah, thank you. We really appreciate people to come in and help out. There's no way I could do the program without that. And you know what? We couldn't do the program without you. So it's a great thing that you come out and you support us. And you do every year. We really appreciate what you do every year.
And we
year.
Need your help again because we're non-commercial. We're not
That's
selling
right.
commercials and no one makes a profit. It's all for the service and the culture. And John and MC, 20 years.
20 years we've been rolling this. And, of course, you got to realize that we're also on the campus of UL of L. And, yes, you know how the cuts are. And then we're trying to do some good things here. And if I was making a pledge, I would actually come to the studio and make my pledge. And come see, because the doors are unlocked. I was kind of shocked. The doors are all unlocked.
It's preview day today.
It's
on
preview.
Campus, so
oh, really?
The kids who are thinking of coming to campus
really?
Next year, they're coming to visit departments.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. So. That is good. But you can come, you know, who knows? You may come here and then decide to come back to UL of L.
That's right.
And you're never too old to come to UL of L. You know, and you'd be amazed at how much wisdom you have if you take a class, how much you actually know about that without knowing that you formally know about it just to come to class. All you got, the hardest part of coming to class is to get started. Once you pay your tuition, you can come. And it's not that expensive compared to many universities around the area. You can really come to UL and really get a good education. And you got a great football team, too.
And a beautiful campus.
And a beautiful campus. Mm-hmm. And you got a beautiful studio here. And you need to come and see. You know, what your contributions in the past have done for us to be able to do what we're doing today. And with your contribution that you're doing today, what we will be able to do for you in the future. Beautiful thing. Come by and make your pledge in person. That would be a beautiful thing. Might have a little something you can eat on.
That's true. And you could also pick up your T-shirt and wear
That's right.
it out
today. Oh, look, you got to see the latest T-shirt. I think the ladies, it's always Bow Down Club. The ladies always get the best thing for some unknown reason. Because those T-shirts look really good. They look really good. Ladies, you need to really get you one of these. I tell you what, it's a beautiful with the flower. I mean, it almost looks embroidered. You really have to see this T-shirt to see it. So make your pledge, and then you'll see it when you get it, or you come by and get it. It's even better if you come by, make your pledge, and get your T-shirt right on the spot. That's how I would do it. I don't like to wait for anything. Give it to me right now. Let me pay you for it. Give me what I want, then I'm done. I have zero patience. All right, a little bit of buckwheat now. Your man is home tonight, and that's going now to Glenn and Barbara Dotree. Thank you for your pledge again. We really appreciate that. Sheila, thank you also for your pledge. The number here is 337-482-5787, and I'll let you know we have another 30 minutes before I let you know what our goal is. And right now we're moving it. You're doing real good. But in 30 minutes, I'll let you know what our goal is because you are really doing some great things out there today. Continue making your pledge. The number here is 337-482-5787. And we have one Weber. So we're looking for more Webers because we know we have a lot of Webers that are out there doing that thing. So we will continue to announce who you are. Thank you very much for all you do for us. And we try to do the best we can for you.
Just one more day. Can you hold yourself together and remember that I'm your fella?
I'm your fella.
And when we make love tonight,
yeah.
Dreaming we'll be together.
Tell them about it, Buck. Yeah. Bow Down Club, I got to wake you up this morning. You need some help. You need a pat on the back for what you do. Responsibilities.
I'm so glad to be near you. How I long for your touch. I need your love so badly. Girl, I can never get enough. And when you touch me, baby, you send chills up and down my spine.
Yeah. Are you going to be home tonight?
Your man is on tonight.
Let him know.
Your man is home. Ooh, babe. Yes, your man is on tonight, honey. Well, you're so satisfying.
Oh, that sounds so good. That should make you want to call and make your pledge this morning, 337-482-5787. Zydeco Weber's waiting on you. This music make you feel so good sometimes. You know, when you feel just kind of bad, or you feel kind of sick, listen to the Zydeco program and you will always feel better. It's all about feelings. And I'm going to have to come back because we got to do this.
But your man is on tonight, honey.